Hello, my name is Nelson, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about Leonard Bloomfield. So, as you know, he's a scientific American in the decade 30s and 40s. He is influential textbook language, present a comprehensible description of American structural linguistics. So, in his textbooks, he selected Indo-European examples that supported the key neo-grammarian hypothesis of the regularity of sound change and emphasized sequence of steps essential to success in comparative world. What is that? It's divided into three steps. The first step is appropriate data in the form of the text, which must be studied intensively and analyzed. The other one, application of the comparative method, and the last one, reconstruction on photophones, and also characterized by its emphasis on the adherence and to behaviorism, and emphasis to the analysis and linguistic data.